Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars, and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody. Because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
About. And it's gonna
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Jeep Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about basketball. Let's talk NBA basketball.
NBA, WNBA, NACC, NAAC.
What's up,
G-Money? What's up, DJ? Hey, what's up, man? How you doing this today, this Monday?
Doing all right on a bright, sunny day after Easter Sunday, the day the Lord has risen.
Yeah, that's right. And how's the weather in Oakland these days?
Oh, it's a bright, sunny day today.
Really? All right. Well, I guess the sunshine is coming out all over the place because it's about 70 degrees here in Vegas. And they say by Wednesday we'll be up to 90 degrees. And it'll be getting hotter after that. So, welcome to the heat. Well, all right, DJ, let's talk some basketball. Let's talk about the games. We got to go back to Friday's basketball game. Let's talk about the games that played on Friday. I think we had 11 games on Friday.
I think so. 11 games on Friday, the 7th.
I went 9-2 on Friday. That's what my prediction is. So let's see.
Oh, you think so? All right. Let's go over the games and we'll find out.
All right.
Game number one, the Washington Wizards beat the Miami Heat 114-108. You bet on the Heat, but it was Wizards for the win.
Oh. Well, that's an upset. So that's a loss for G Money. Okay, that's 0 wins and 1 loss. Okay, let's go to game number two then.
Game number two, the Detroit Pistons beat the Indiana Pacers 122-115. You bet on the Pacers, but it was Pistons for the win.
What? That's 2 upsets. Oh no. That's 0 wins and 2 losses. Uh-oh, that's my 2 losses. I got to go 9 straight now. Okay, let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the Houston Rockets beat the Charlotte Hornets 112-109. You bet on the Hornets, but the Rockets.
That's 3 losses in a row by 3 sorry teams? I can't believe that. Okay, so I got 0 wins and 3 losses. Let's go to game number four. Oh, man.
Game number four, the Boston Celtics beat the Toronto Raptors 121-102. You bet on the Raptors, but it was Celtics for the win.
Oh, man, another upset. Oh, I can't understand what's going on. This is the worst Friday I've ever had. That's 4 losses and 0 wins
Let's go to game number five.
Game number five, the Brooklyn Nets beat the Orlando Magic 101-84. You bet on Nets, and it was Nets for the win.
All right, now it's going to turn around. All right, that's a win for G-Money. So that's one win and four losses. Let's go to game number six.
Game number six, Philadelphia 76ers beat the Atlanta Hawks 136-131. You bet on 76ers, and it was 76ers for the win.
All right, two wins for G-Money and four losses. Let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the New York Knicks 113-105. You bet on the Knicks, but it was Pelicans for the win.
Oh, no, another loss. Okay, so that's five losses and two wins. Let's go to game number eight.
Game number eight, the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Milwaukee Bucks 137-114. You bet on the Bucks, but it was Grizzlies for the win.
What? Oh, no. And they played last week, too, and I wanted to watch that game, and that was the game I didn't get to watch because I couldn't find it on TV. But, yeah, the Memphis Grizzlies played the Milwaukee Bucks, and I was betting that the Bucks would win that game, too. Oh, and the Grizzlies beat them twice. They beat them last week, and they beat them this week. Oh, no. Okay, well, that's a loss to G-Money. What's that, six losses and two wins? Oh, no. Let's go to game number nine.
Game number nine, the Chicago Bulls beat the Dallas Mavericks 115-112. You bet on the Bulls, and it was Bulls for the win.
Well, that's a win for G-Money. I just knew Dallas wasn't going to win. They haven't won anything. So that's why I bet on the Bulls to beat the Dallas Mavericks. That was just a lucky guess. But it's a win for G-Money. So it's three wins and six losses. Let's go to game number 10. Man, that's
game
bad.
Number
that's
10. Awesome. Game number 10, the Golden State Warriors beat the Sacramento Kings 119-97. So it was decisive. You bet on the Kings, but it was Warriors for the win.
Wow. I don't even know what to say about that. What was the score of that game?
119-97.
Jesus Christ. They beat them by 23 points. Oh, that was a beating. I can't believe. I just don't know what to say about that. Okay, that's a loss for G-Money. So that's seven losses. And I got three wins, so let's go to game number 11. I think I got three wins. I may not even have three wins.
Yeah, you have three wins. Wow. Game number 11, the L.A. Lakers beat the Phoenix Suns 121-107. You bet on the Lakers, and it was Lakers for the win.
All right, that's a win for G-Money. So that's four wins and seven losses. Let's go to game number 12.
Only
wow.
11 games on Friday. So on Friday, you went four. You had four wins and seven losses, which brought your total for the week for that so far, 23 wins and 14 losses.
Wow, what an awful day. I was supposed to go, it was 12 games that day, I was supposed to go at least 10-2 or 9-3. But God, I went 4-7? Oh, no. That's ridiculous. Okay, let's go to Saturday's games and let's see if I do better on the weekend. Saturday's game. I think it was 4 games or 6 games on Saturday. Let's see if I go 6-0.
All right. So there were 3 games on a Saturday. Game number one, the Utah Jazz beat the Denver Nuggets, 118-114. You got on the Nuggets, but it was Jazz for the win.
Okay. That's a loss of G money. All right. 0 wins and 1 loss. Let's go to game number two.
Game number two, the L.A. Clippers beat the Portland Trail Blazers, 136-125. You bet on the Clippers, and it was Clippers for the win.
All right. That's a win for G money. So 1 win and 1 loss. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the San Antonio Spurs, 151-131. You bet on the Timberwolves, and it was Timberwolves for the win.
Wow, that was a high-scoring game. Did that game go into overtime or what?
That's a good question. I don't think so.
151-130 something? That's a whole lot of points that they scored in that game. Wow. All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. So I got 2 wins and 1 loss. Okay. And that was all
the
games.
Yeah, that brings your total to 25 wins and 15 losses.
Okay. Let's go to Sunday's games. Now, we got 13 games on Sunday, or is it 12 games? Hopefully it's 14. So I could go 14-0.
There's 15 games on Sunday.
15 games.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'll go 12-3 at least. Okay. Let's see what I do on Sunday. Got to make up for this bad week, Friday and Saturday. Oh, God, that's ridiculous. Okay. Sunday's game.
Game number one, the Indiana Pacers beat the New York Knicks, 141-136. You bet on the Knicks, but it was Pacers for the win.
That's an upset. I don't even want to think about that. Okay, that's a loss. Let's go to game number two.
Game number two, the Toronto Raptors beat the Milwaukee Bucks, 121-105. You bet on the Bucks, but it was Raptors for the win.
What? What's going on? The Bucks got beat by the Raptors? Oh, no. Well, I guess that only happens every now and then, so I can't say nothing. Okay, so that's 2 losses and no wins. Let's go to game number three. I should win the rest of them all the way down the line. So it should be wins for G Money all the way down the line.
Game number three, the Chicago Bulls. Chicago Bulls beat the Detroit Pistons 103-81. You bet on the Bulls, and it was Bulls for the win.
Yeah, that's a win for G Money. Okay, that's 1 win and 2 losses. Let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Brooklyn Nets 134-105. You bet on the 76ers, and it was 76ers for the win.
Yeah, 76ers for the win. That's a win for G Money. So I'm 2-2, or is that 3-1?
That's 2-2.
2-2. Okay, let's go to game number five. I should get the rest of these wins all the way down the line.
Game number five, the Charlotte Hornets beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 106-95. You bet on the Cavs, but it was Hornets for the win.
Oh, man. Charlotte Hornets beat the Cavaliers? Wow, that's an upset.
Yes, sir.
That was definitely unexpected. Charlotte Hornets beat the Cavaliers? What was the score of that game?
106-95.
Wow. Well, that wasn't too bad. Okay. But that's a loss for G Money. So what's that? What's that give me? 3 losses and 3 wins?
2 wins and 3 losses so far.
2 wins and 3 losses. Okay. Let's go to game number 6.
Game number 6, Boston Celtics beat the Atlanta Hawks 120-114. You put on the Celtics, and it was Celtics for the win.
Okay, that's a win for G Money. Yeah, I can bet on the Celtics to beat anybody that's really sorry, but I can't bet them to beat anybody that has a decent team. So I don't know how the Celtics got to be in second place in the division, in the conference, if they can't beat nobody but the sorry team. But I guess they get lucky every now and then. Okay. So that's a win for Jay Money. So what's that? That's 3 wins and 3 losses.
Game number 7, the Houston Rockets beat the Washington Wizards 114-109. You bet on the Wizards, but the Rockets. It was Rockets for the win.
Okay. That's a loss of G Money. I can't believe that the Houston Rockets beat somebody. Man, all right, that's a loss for G Money. Let's go to the next game. I don't even know what number we're on now. I'm lost.
Let's see. We are, That was that game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So you have 3 wins and 4 losses. This is game number 8. The Miami Heat beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 123-110. You bet on the Heat, and it was Heat for the win.
Oh, that's a win for G Money. I guess I kind of gave the Heat an opportunity to get a win in their win column, and they did. Okay, so that's a win for G Money. So that's another win. So let's go on to the next game. I don't even know where we are. 8 games. That's 5 wins and 3 losses. 4 wins, 4 losses. Where are we?
So that was game number 8. You're at 4-4.
4-4. Oh, my God. That's still bad. All right.
50%.
Game number 9.
Minnesota Timberwolves beat the New Orleans Pelicans 113-108. You bet on the Timberwolves, and it was Timberwolves for the win.
All right, that's a win for G Money. So that makes me 5-4. So let's go to game number 10.
Game number 10. It is the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Memphis Grizzlies 115-100. You bet on the Grizzlies, but it was Thunder for the win.
Well, the Thunder is a good team. They could beat some people, so I give them a win. Okay, that's not bad.
You say so.
Okay. Yeah. So that's 5 wins and 5 losses. Let's go to game number 5 and 5 is 10. Game number 11.
Game number 11. The LA Clippers beat the Phoenix Suns 119 to 114. You bet on the Clippers, and it was Clippers for the win.
All right. That's a good one. That's a win for G Money. So that makes me 6-5. So let's go to game number 12.
Game number 12, the San Antonio Spurs beat the Dallas Mavericks 138 to 117. You bet on the Mavericks, but it was the Spurs for the win.
Oh, man. The Mavericks can't beat anybody. They beat one team this whole week. They won one game, and then they lost another game. That's why they're on the bottom of the list. That's why they're in 13th place in the Western Conference. That's why they're at the bottom, because they can't beat anybody now. Okay. So that's a loss for G Money. So that's six wins and six losses. Let's go to game number 13.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay. So that was the Spurs and the Mavericks, right? That was game number 12. And so that's
six
wins and five losses. No. Six wins, six losses. Okay? So you're at 6-6 right now.
Yeah.
All right. Game number 13. The Denver Nuggets beat the Sacramento Kings 109 to 95. You bet on the Kings, but it was the Nuggets.
Again? The Sacramento Kings got beat by somebody again? Oh, man. That's bad. Okay, I got six wins and seven losses. Uh-oh. Let's go to game number 14. Oh, no. We got to end up at least, we got to be at least 500. We got to get two more wins.
Game number 14, the Lakers beat the Jazz 128 to 117. You bet on the Lakers, and it was Lakers for the win.
All right. That's good. That's seven wins and seven losses. Now, this got to be a win to get a plus in the win column, to be more wins than losses. So let's go to game number 15.
Game number 15, the Golden State Warriors beat the Portland Trailblazers 157 to 101. Very decisive win, and not in overtime, so they just whooped them. You bet on the Warriors, and it was
okay.
Warriors for the win.
That's a win for G Money. Okay. Well, thank you. That makes me eight wins and seven losses. Oh, that makes me better than 500%. But what a
better than
day.
50%.
What
yeah.
a bad weekend. That's an awful weekend. Eight wins and seven losses. That's awful. For 15 games, that's ridiculous. All right, people. That's G Money Sports Report. Oh, no. We got to go over the games today for Monday in the sports report. Okay. This will be the last set of games before they start the playoffs. And they start the playoffs tomorrow, the 11th of April. So let's
All
see.
Right.
We'll go over the top 10 teams tomorrow. Before they start the playoffs. So, okay, let's go How many games are being played today on Monday? Six games.
So listen up. There's no games today, and the play-ins start tomorrow. So there's two games tomorrow, and there's two games on Wednesday, okay?
Okay, and both of them are play-ins, right?
That is correct.
Is it Eastern Conference or Western Conference playing two games tomorrow? Tomorrow.
So tomorrow, there's one game in the East and one game in the West tomorrow, and then there's one game in the East and one game in the Western Conference on Wednesday. Okay?
Okay. So
let's start with the Eastern Conference. In the Eastern Conference,
all right,
tomorrow, 7 plays 8, and that is the Miami Heat playing the Atlanta Hawks in Miami.
Okay. I'm going to take the Miami Heat for the win, and that'll eliminate
Atlanta Hawks.
That'll eliminate the Hawks. And then the Heat got to play the winner of 9 and 10 to secure their position. All right, the Hawks will be gone.
Right.
And then in the East, in the Western Conference, who's going to be
in the
playing?
Western Conference? The Minnesota Timberwolves, so 8 plays 9. No, I'm sorry, 7 plays 8. But it's the L.A. Lakers playing the Minnesota Timberwolves in L.A.
Ooh, man, if the Lakers lose this game, they're out of the playoffs. Oh, no. All right, I'm betting on the Lakers to win because I want them to continue to play in the playoffs so they can move on up. Okay, so I'm picking the Lakers to beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. Oh, okay, and that's Wednesday's game.
That's tomorrow.
That was game 2. On tomorrow. Okay.
Right.
So, what about game Wednesday?
We're going to go over these games tomorrow. We're going to go over these games tomorrow, but just so that you know, tomorrow in both conferences, 9 plays 10. And so in the Eastern Conference, that's the Chicago Bulls and the Raptors. And in a Western Conference, that's Oklahoma City Thunder and the New Orleans Pelicans. That's who plays tomorrow. No, I'm sorry, that's who plays Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay. Well, I'm going to take the Toronto Raptors in the East. They're going to beat the Atlanta Hawks.
The Chicago Bulls. Chicago Bulls.
Oh, they're playing Chicago? Oh, okay. Well, the Toronto Raptors have beat the Bulls. Yeah. Okay. And in the West, who's playing?
Oklahoma City, Thunder, and New Orleans Pelicans.
Okay. I'm going to take the Oklahoma City Thunder for the win against the Pelicans. So I'm going to take the Lakers against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I'm going to take the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Pelicans. And then in the East, I'm going to take the Miami Heat against
Atlanta Hawks.
Atlanta Hawks. And then I'm going to take the Toronto Raptors playing against the
Chicago Bulls.
The Chicago Bulls. Yeah. Okay. So that's how we'll do that. And then we'll see who wins between 9 and 10. And is that decided already, or we have to wait and see if there are
seven and eight play tomorrow, and 9 and 10 play on Wednesday.
But 9 and 10 has already been determined, right? It's not going to be any games that could possibly move 10 out of the picture or move 9 out of the picture.
Regular season play has ended. It's now the play-in tournament. And so 7 and 8 in the East is Atlanta Hawks and Miami Heat, and 7 and 8 in the West is the Lakers and the Timberwolves. 9 and 10 play on Wednesday. In the East, that's the Chicago Bulls playing the Raptors. In the West, it's Oklahoma City Thunder playing the Pelicans.
Okay. So they're set.
So those are the four play-in games.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's the play-in. And I've already made my predictions on who I think is going to win in the play-in. Actually, when do 9 and 10 play? Do they play?
9 and 10 play tomorrow. I mean, they play on Wednesday. 9 and 10 play on Wednesday.
Okay. So 7 and 8 play tomorrow. That's Tuesday.
Correct. That is correct.
And that's in the East. And in the West, 7 and 8 play on Tuesday. So both 7
correct.
And 8 for the East.
7 and 8.
And 7 and 8.
7 and 8.
They play on Tuesday.
Right. 7 and 8 in the East and the West play tomorrow, and 9 and 10 in the East and the West play on Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay.
Two games tomorrow.
So let's go over the
two games on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the game on Wednesday, which would be the 9 and 10 play Wednesday. So let's see who am I going to pick to win in the 9 and 10. 9 and 10 in the East is
G Money. We've already gone over these games. There's only two games for 7 and 8, and there's two games for 9 and 10. The two games for 7 and 8, which are played tomorrow, are the Hawks versus the Heat and the Timberwolves versus the Lakers. On Wednesday, the two games for 9 and 10 are the Chicago Bulls playing the Toronto Raptors and the Oklahoma City Thunder playing the New Orleans Pelicans. And we've already gone over those games. You've already picked your winners for those games.
Oh, okay. All right. So then after they play, then each one of those games will play the winner. So then we'll find out on Thursday who the winners are going to play between the winner of 7 and 8 and the winner of 9 and 10.
That is correct. And we don't really know when those games are going to be played, but what we do know is that for round one in the playoffs, game number one is going to be played on Saturday, April 15th. And we know that in the East, it's going to be the New Jersey Nets playing the Philadelphia 76ers. And it's going to be the – so that's six.
Wait a minute. Five playing
okay,
six?
What?
I thought it was one playing. Oh, one playing eight, but we don't know who eight is going to be. So two plays seventh, but we don't know who seventh's going to be. So we're talking three playing six. Okay.
That is
so
correct.
That'll be the first game. Three versus six in the East and three versus six in the West. Okay.
Right.
So
However, on Saturday, there's only two games. And both games are teams in the East. It's six playing three playing six, and that's the 76ers playing the Brooklyn Nets, and it's also five playing four, and that's the Knicks and the Cavaliers. Those are the only two games. Well, those are the two games in the East that we know of right now that are playing on Saturday. Those are the only two games on Saturday. In the West, we know that on Sunday, the Phoenix Suns are going to be playing the Clippers. So that's four and five. And then I guess three and six are going to be playing, which would be the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors. So that's Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
In recap, if we're going to recap, tomorrow night we have two play-in games. We have two play-in games, and that the two play-in games are going to be seven versus eight, both in Eastern and West.
Yeah, but what are the teams that are playing?
Okay,
in the East,
it's the Atlanta Hawks versus the Miami Heat, and in the West, it's the Miami Timberwolves playing the L.A. Lakers. That's tomorrow.
Okay,
playing.
And that's seven playing, and then
seven playing eight,
and then
on. On Wednesday, it's nine playing 10. In the East, it's the Chicago Bulls playing the Toronto Raptors. And in the West, it's the Oklahoma City Thunder playing the New Orleans Pelicans.
Okay. Very good. And the winners of those will be playing the next day, which will be...
They're not playing the next day. We don't know when they're going to play.
Oh.
It's going to be next week sometime. It's going to be next week sometime. The winners of all four of those games are going to be playing next week.
Right. But now, what about, do we have four playing five? Do we have three playing six? When are they scheduled to play?
So four playing five is on Saturday.
On Saturday.
And, well, okay. So on Saturday, we have two games, and they're both in the Eastern Conference. Okay? So we have four playing five, which is the New York Knicks playing the Cleveland Cavaliers, and we have six playing three, which is the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers, all in the Eastern Conference. That's what's happening on Saturday. It's the Eastern Conference.
Okay. But now those games, it'll be the best of seven. So it's the first one to win four games in the series. Because it'll be the best seven for those two games that are being played.
That is correct.
So it'll be the winner of playing seven. Okay.
That is correct.
And
so game number one is on Saturday.
Right. Okay. And we don't know when the first game in the West is going to be played. just
we do know, actually, it's the first game in the West, which is 5 versus 4, 4 versus 5. That's on Sunday.
Right.
That's the L.A. Clippers playing the Phoenix Suns. What we don't know, and on, you know, we don't know, but 3-3, which is the Sacramento Kings, and the Golden State Warriors, which is 6, is also game 1 in the West, but we don't know. They're not on the schedule yet. They might play. They're probably going to play on Sunday as well, but they're just not on the schedule.
Okay. All right. Those
you
four
got that?
Games, the 2 in the East and 2 in the West, yeah, they're going to play a 7-game series, and they'll start on Saturday, and the West is start on Sunday. All right.
That is correct.
That sounds good. All right. Well, that's it for G-Money Sports Report on Gregory's Story. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low-riding for reals. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. People used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow! Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Getting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Getting 3 inches off of the ground. Come on now. Yeah. Show me what you can do. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do.
No, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good.
and I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. OG Money, the pimp dummy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. DJ Big Nasty. DJ Papa D. Big booty girls run the world. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle. And my best friend got a new bicycle, too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass and we got finished with the mass and I walked out and then I walked into the backyard behind the church and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. To find my radio show, it's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the stories I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke. There was a snail that went into the car dealership, and he saw the car dealer, and he said, "I want to buy a car." And the car dealer said, "Okay, what kind of car do you want to buy?" He said, "I want to buy a red Camaro with a white racing stripe on the down the center of the car." And the car dealer said, "Okay, anything else?" And he said, "Yes, I want a red S on the doors of the Camaro." And the dealer said, "Okay, it'll be a couple of days before we can get the car in, so we'll call you when it's ready." And the snail said, "Okay," and he left the car lot. And then in a couple of days, the dealer called him and said, "We got your Camaro in. And it has the big white racing stripe down the middle of the car like you ordered. But we don't have the S on the doors yet. We still have to get the S detailed on the doors." And the snail said, "Oh, wow, okay. Well, when will you have that?" And he said, "Well, we should have that tomorrow. That shouldn't be a problem." And the snail said, "Okay, I'll come in tomorrow to buy the car." And the dealer said, "By the way, why do you want to have an S put on your car?" And he said, "Well, I want to have an S on my car because when they see this fancy Camaro driving down the street, I want them to say, 'Look at that S car go.'" I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, I got another joke for you. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Does he look really silly wearing a sweater? All right. Well, there was a man that was driving on the freeway, and his wife called him on his cell phone, and he answered the call. And his wife said, "Honey, I'm watching the news, and they're reporting that there's somebody driving the wrong way on the freeway, and they're doing like 100 miles an hour. So be careful, dear, because I think it's the freeway you're coming home on." And the man said, "Okay, sweetheart, thank you for giving me the call and letting me know what the news report is." And he hung up the phone, and he was driving, and he saw all of these cars coming his way. And he said, "Oh, my God, it's not one car, but it's hundreds of cars driving toward me that are driving the wrong way on the freeway." I'm G Bunny, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there was a man that came home from work and was sitting on his sofa and he turned the TV on to watch the news. And then he was watching. He was reading the newspaper. And his wife said, "Why don't you help me cook dinner?" And he said, "Baby, I'm really tired. I just worked 8 hours, and I'm exhausted. So I can't. I don't want to get up and help you do anything. I just want to sit here and relax. And when dinner's ready, then you can call me, and I can come in and eat dinner." And she said, "Well, I think you should help me fix the dinner." And he said, "But baby, I worked all day. I don't want to help you do anything. You've been cooking. So just finish cooking, and when the meal is ready, then you call me." And she said, "Okay." And then she said, "I think we need to talk to somebody about this situation, because I think this is kind of unfair that I have to cook the dinner and I have to clean the house, and you're not helping me at all." So they went to the marriage counselor, and the man was saying, "Man, I go to work every day, and I work 8 hours a day, and I come home, and I just want to watch TV and read the newspaper. I want to relax because I'm under a lot of pressure at work. I have anxiety issues. So I don't want to get sick and die of anxiety. So I want to just be able to come home and rest and relax. But my wife is saying that she wants me to help her with the housework. Isn't that a woman's job?" And so the marriage counselor said, "Well, yeah, that's your opinion. So let me hear what your wife has to say." And she said, "Yeah, I work all day in the house, just like he works 8 hours at the job. I work 8 hours at home. I clean the bathroom. I clean the floors in the bedroom. I dust the furniture in the house. I vacuum the living room floors. I clean I mop the kitchen floor, and I wash the dishes in the kitchen, and I clean the sinks in the kitchen, and I clean the stove. And I cook the dinner. And all I ask is that he come in and lend a hand." And he wants to complain about he works all day. Well, what does he think I'm doing all day long? So marriage counselor says, "Well, I understand your problem. So, sir, can you go wait in the waiting room while I talk to your wife for a minute?" And he gets up and he goes out to the waiting room. And the marriage counselor is talking to his wife. And he says, "Well, I understand your situation, that you're in the house all day and you're cleaning and working and you're cleaning the house and you're doing all of the housely duties and stuff. But I kind of think that's your job and you should do that without a problem. Because your husband goes to work, and he's bringing home the money that's paying for you to live in that house. And all he asks you to do is you to cook dinner for him and feed him when he comes home. So do you understand the situation?" And she says, "Yeah, I understand." And he says, "Yeah, because if your husband's under pressure, if he has an anxiety attack, he might die. So you have to be very careful with what your husband is doing while he's around the house." And she says, "Okay, I understand." So they go out and they get in the car and they're driving home. And the man says, "Well, sweetheart, what did the marriage counselor say to you after I left the room? Did he talk to you about your responsibility about cleaning the house and looking after the food and taking care of everything at home while I work all day?" And she said, "Yeah, he did mention something like that. But you know what?" And the man said, well, what did he say about all that? And she said, he said that you are going to die. OG Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, let's get back to the radio show, and let's play a song to listen to before we get back to the show. Let's play... Gretchen Gilmore. Yeah, let's play a song about my friend, Gretchen Gilmore. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Dunkin' yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that, and I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
Ooh, Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine, so fine, blow my mind. Ooh,
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine.
When I was in sixth grade or so, I was taking swimming lessons, and I had some friends that used to swim in my class. One girl's name was Gretchen. She was beautiful, and she was a real good swimmer. And we would get in the pool, and we'd be racing, and this girl was just outstanding. Gretchen, she was beautiful.
Ooh, Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine, so fine, so fine. Ooh,
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
She swam and she floated so good, she could just cruise across the water. She didn't even have to swim hard. And she didn't have to kick her feet hard. She just cruised as we raced across the pool. And we started off learning the different strokes. And we were always racing. But Gretchen always won.
Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
And then Gretchen Gilmore was the one who taught me to dance, and we grew up together. Even though we went to different high schools, we were close, because her mother and my mother were like best friends forever. So I always saw Gretchen at my house, and we always hung out in the streets because she took a long time to get married. She was beautiful, so she was picky as hell. Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
So that's all I know about Gretchen. So I'm sure she got married to somebody that got big money. because she was worth it. She was a big money girl, so she's somewhere making big money because she was fine as the day is long. And she could dance and she could swim. She was a very talented girl. I don't know if she could cook, though, but her mama could cook, so I'm hoping maybe. When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling us. He said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. This is G Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Just at Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities that I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a joke for you. You know, I was teaching school, and I taught 6th grade core, which means I was kids in the class that was self-contained. I had to teach 6 subjects, and I had black kids, and I had white kids, and I had Spanish kids, and I had Asian kids, and I had Indian kids in my classroom. But I had to make sure they all could speak English, or I had to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so they could learn in their own language, because I could only teach them in English. So I started off the class the first day. I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up, and I said, Michael, did you understand what I said? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. Smart ass kid. Smart Alex. Okay, I got another one for you. There was a kid, a young man that went to church, and he came home with a black eye. And his daddy asked him, what happened? How did you get a black eye? He said, well, daddy, we were in church, and we stood up for devotion. And the lady in front of us, Miss Brown, she had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties, and she socked me in the eye. His father said, well, I guess you learned that if you're going to do something nice for somebody, you need to let them know what you're going to do so they don't think that you're taking advantage of them. You got to tell them that you're going to do something that's going to be for their benefit and that they don't need to feel threatened because you're trying to do something nice for them. Okay? And he said, okay, Daddy, I understand what you're saying. That sounds good. So the young man went to church the next Sunday, and they were in church, and they got to the devotion part of the church, the service. And he stood up for devotion, and the lady in front of him was the same lady. Miss Brown, she was in front of him again. And she had her dress tucked inside her panties again. But this time he didn't do anything. He just looked at her. And his buddy standing next to him looked over and saw the lady and saw her situation. So he reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties. And the young man knew that she didn't like it, so he reached over and he tucked it back in, and she socked him in the eye again. Oh, I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, there was a man that went to the bar, and he was really upset because he sat down at the bar and he told the bartender to fix him a serious drink because he was upset. He was mad at his wife because his wife had left him. And he had come home from work and he caught his wife in bed with his best friend. So he was really upset. He said, I need a double shot of something strong, bartender, because I'm pissed off. And the bartender said, okay. And he fixed him a double shot of something to drink. And he gave it to the man, and he sipped it a couple of times. And then he just turned the drink up. And he said, all right, bartender, give me another double shot. And the bartender fixed him another double shot and passed it to him. And the man sipped it, and then he turned it up. And the man said, the bartender asked him, he said, well, what are you going to do about your wife? He said, man, I went home, and I saw my wife in bed with my best friend. And I told her to get up, get dressed, pack all of her stuff, and get out of my house. And I don't ever want to see you again in life. And the bartender said, well, that's serious, but that's one thing, one way that you could handle that problem. So what did you do about your best friend? He said, man, I looked at my best friend in the eye, and I pointed my fingers in his face, and I looked at him real tough, and I said, bad dog. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I guess now it's time for me to recite one of my songs. Before we put it to music, I learned the lyric to this rap song. And it goes like this. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the backyard in the pool. I got women in the house, in the kitchen cooking food. I like to have a lot of women around, 'cause that's how I get down. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. I got kids in the park swinging on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round, 'cause that's how kids get down. I like to have a lot of women around, 'cause that's how we get down. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. I got my homeboys in the backyard barbecuing on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to my pool. They're lifting weights and getting buff, 'cause that's what we do. We like to have a lot of women around, 'cause that's how we get down. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. A I'm cooking barbecue dinners at night, and I'm feeding everybody that comes around, because that's how I get down. I like to have a lot of women around, because that's how we get down. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, now you know. All right. Well, that's my song for the day. Oh, I need some water, because that really choked me up. But anyway, I got a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your legs back, and relax as we tell you the story that I recorded for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for our listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Well, I'm fishing, and I'm about to catch the big one. And I'm reeling it in, and it's fighting with me, and I'm reeling it in, and my daddy's like, pull it, keep it tight, and I'm pulling, and we pull it up, and my daddy reaches out with a net, and the fish jumps out the water, and it's a big one, and he hooks it with the net. And he brings it on board, and we stand up, and he holds the fish up next to me. It's about a four-footer. It's a big fish, and I'm so proud. I got my chest poked out, and I'm like, yes, I caught the big one. All right. So my daddy puts the fish in the chest, and we go to fishing again. And my daddy catches three or four fish. And I'm still trying to catch another big fish. And I catch a couple smaller fish, little three-footers, nothing big like the first one I caught. And so we're putting the fish in the chest. And everything is going good. I'm having a ball. Well, in the meantime, the man that jumped off the boat is still swimming. He's still swimming toward the shore. And he got about 5 miles, and he has about 5 miles to go to get to the shore. And he's swimming. He got a constant stroke going, and he's swimming. And he's kicking his legs, and he's swimming in rhythm. He knows how to do that because he was in the Navy, and he knows that he can't stop swimming because he'll get tired and he won't want to stroke his arms no more. So he's just constantly stroking and swimming at a pace to keep his rhythm going. And the closer he gets to the shore, he starts getting into the waves. The big waves start coming. And he's been swimming for about 4 hours now. Now it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's still swimming, getting close to the shore. And a dolphin swims up next to him, and he grabs onto the fin of the dolphin, and the dolphin pulls him all the way toward the shore. And he ends up getting to the shore, and he's okay.
the dolphin, he releases the dolphin, and the dolphin swims back out to the ocean and does a flip in the ocean and talks to the man like a dolphin does. He's talking to the man, saying, "All right, you're okay. I got you here." And the man swims up to the shore, and he gets off, and he walks real slow because he's real tired. And he walks up to the lifeguard, and he says, "Lifeguard, do you have a phone?" And the lifeguard goes, "Sure, I got a phone." He says, "Well, I need you to call the Coast Guard because I have a boat that's stranded in the middle of the ocean, and they need some help." So he goes, and they call the Coast Guard, and he tells the Coast Guard where they're located, and the Coast Guard takes off and goes in the ocean looking for this boat. Well, everybody on the boat is fishing now, and I'm still fishing, and I'm catching, looking for the big one. I'm catching a lot of small fishes. I'm catching 3-footers and 3.5-footers, but I'm not catching the big one yet. I'm still working on catching the big one. And I'm like, I'm fishing, and I'm happy because I'm having fun. And my daddy's catching fish, but he hasn't caught the big one either. And we're putting fish in our ice chest, and some people are cooking some fish, and we're eating fish, and we're fishing, and everybody's having a good time. And all of a sudden, the Coast Guard shows up, and they get on board, and they help us fix the motor problem. And then they fix the radio, and now it's about 5:00 in the evening, and we get ready to leave to go back into the shore. And everybody's winding up their fishing poles, and we take off to go back to the shore. And we got about a 40-minute ride, boat ride, to get to the shore. And we're rolling on the shore, and everybody's wondering if the guy made it. Well, actually, they know he made it because the Coast Guard's come to our rescue, and they're really excited. So we get back to the shore, and everybody wants to barbecue and sell barbecue dinners. They want to cook the fish that we caught. So everybody has a lot of fish, and they're cooking the fish. They set up a big pit, and they're barbecuing all this fish. And people are coming from all around, and they're catching. They're coming and buying the barbecue dinners. We got barbecue dinners for sale. Fish fry, we're having. And people are buying the fish, and we're raising a lot of money. And the captain says, "Well, we could raise the money and give it to the man that saved us." And everybody goes, "Yeah, that'd be good. We could do that." And the captain says, "Or we can call the Navy and get an accommodation for him for being a hero and saving all of us." And everybody goes, yeah, we could do that. That would be okay. And then he says, "Well, or we could call the mayor of the city and get a big presentation for him and give him an award, a key to the city, for helping everybody." And everybody goes, yeah, that's good, all right. So while everybody's cooking, the mayor comes to the shore, and he's talking to the people, and they're all telling him the story on how this guy swam all the way to shore, and he saved the people in the boat, and everybody's happy, and they're saying this guy's a hero, and everything is good. And everybody's excited. Well, the man ain't nowhere to be found. But somebody found out that he had a trailer that was parked in the parking lot. And somebody goes to the trailer, and they knock on the trailer door, and the man doesn't open the door. And they're wondering where he is. He know he can't be still sleeping because he has to be awake by now, but they don't know what time he got back because he swam almost 8 hours, so he's probably still tired. So they leave the trailer, and they walk around the shore a little bit to see maybe he's shopping or he's in one of the stores buying something to drink or something like that. They're looking for him all over the place, and nobody knows where he is. But the captain is talking to everybody and saying, hey, we need to give this guy some kind of honor because he saved our life. He came to our rescue. He helped us out. And he didn't have to do that. He swam all the way back to shore, which took him about 6 hours. That was a long swim that he did. And I personally want to congratulate him and thank him for saving our ship. So that's what I want to do.
Hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I got other girls waiting.
going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Well, I'm G Money from Tim Thomas. And I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season. And it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA. And college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'ma be in it to win it.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Yeah, what's up, DJ? All right, well, now it's time for the birthday party for sure. So we want to recognize anybody that's celebrating their birthday today on April 10th, 2023. So it's DJ Poppy D. We have a list of followers, of friends, of fans, followers of the radio show that has a birthday scheduled for today, so that we can recognize their birthday for today's date.
Yes, we do. Here are the birthdays for today, April 10th, 2023. Happy birthday to William Georgia. Happy birthday to Shanta Johnson. Happy birthday to Classy Royale. Happy birthday to Anthony Thomas. Happy birthday to Mylwan Johnson. Happy birthday to Albertina Johnson. Happy birthday to Malik Barlow. Happy birthday to Perinda Bonita Isom. Happy birthday to Michael McCoy. Happy birthday to Vanessa Edwards-Jones, and last but not least, happy birthday to Johanna James. That's it. So happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating their birthday today, April 10th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. May God give them the glory and the opportunity to live a long, happy life. And may they be blessed by our Lord and Savior. Died last Sunday, he rose again for their everlasting life and giving them the opportunity to live in everlasting life and have life after. All right, well, for everybody that's celebrating their birthday, I got a birthday song for you. Now, I'm going to try to sing one. I tried to sing a song earlier in the show, and I hope you weren't listening because I sounded awful. My voice is all dried up. I need something to drink. I don't have any water with me right now, but I need something to drink so that my voice will be nice and clear. But anyway, I'm going to try to sing a happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthdays today. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow as you're celebrating your birthday today, because it's your special day. And I hope you celebrate it with your family and your friends. And I hope you have a good time celebrating it with cake and ice cream and any of the good things that come along with having a birthday party. So if you need somebody to celebrate with, give me a holler. Come celebrate with G Money, because I believe that it ain't good if you don't. What's the saying? God, I can't even remember what the saying is. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Yeah, that's it. That's right. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. So, give me a holler and let's party on your birthday. All right, without further ado, I want to say I'll see you tomorrow on the radio show on Tuesday, and we will go through the NBA. The NBA starts their playoffs tomorrow, and it should be an exciting time. This next couple of weeks should be really good for the NBA teams. And if you've been following me on the radio show, then you know what teams I think are going to win in the playoffs, and they're going to be really big plays in the playoffs. So, without further ado, I want to say let us pray, and we'll see you tomorrow on Tuesday's radio show. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens, and we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.